HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. This week has really gone fast, don't you think so? Well, yes, it's been a dark week. Let's hope things get better next week. For now, here is your daily update. Faced with rising COVID infections, the Indian Banks Association has advised banks to restrict working hours between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Serum Institute of India is considering applying for an expedited emergency license for Covovax. The institute's CEO Adar Poonawalla said that the vaccine can be launched if its developer Novavax receives US regulatory approvals. That's a Mint exclusive. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said that the rapidly rising cases of COVID-19 is the single biggest challenge to the ongoing recovery in the Indian economy. In the monetary policy minutes released on Thursday, he also said that the need of the hour is to effectively secure the economic recovery. Canada on Thursday said that it is banning all flights from India and Pakistan for 30 days due to the rising COVID cases. Countries like Hong Kong, UK and UAE have already banned passengers from India. Advisors to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention is set to meet on Friday to decide whether US can resume using Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. President Biden told world leaders that the U.S. is committed to cutting its greenhouse gas emissions by 50-52% of its 2005 levels in the next decade. He was speaking at the two-day Leaders' Summit on Climate attended by 40 leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. At the meeting, India announced it's launching a clean energy and climate partnership with the U.S. And in market news, Asia opened lower in trade today morning. This came after US stocks had the biggest fall in 5 weeks. Market reacted to news that US President Joe Biden is weighing a proposal for higher capital gains tax on wealthy individuals. 10-year US Treasury yields fell slightly to 1.55%, dollar strengthened. European markets closed higher after European Central Bank left policy rates unchanged. ECB President Christine Lagarde said that they did not discuss tapering the bond buying program at the meeting. And in business term of the day, we look at economic growth. It's an increase in the production of economic goods and services compared from one period of time to another. It can be measured in nominal or real rate, which is the inflation-adjusted rate. Traditionally, aggregate economic growth is measured in terms of gross domestic product. That's all from me. Thanks for tuning in. Have a lovely weekend. Stay masked, be safe, and keep smiling.
Cricket. एक ऐसा टॉपिक है जी जिस पर सभी के पास ढेर सारा ज्ञान होता है पर इस T20 सीजन क्रिकेट ज्ञानी सिर्फ वो होगा जो सुनेगा क्रिक बाजी जी हाँ मैं हूँ राहुल माकिन और मैं होस्ट करूंगा क्रिक बाजी पॉडकास्ट विद यंग एक्सपर्ट्स एंथुसियास्ट शिखर वार्ष्णेय और सैयद साकिब बिहाकी ओनली ऑन HT Smartcast.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.